News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Getting close to the 4th of July, just a day or so away now. Getting in the spirit of things, and we're in the spirit this morning with the American Girl. What better magazine for an American girl than Bella Magazine? And in the studio this morning to tell us all about the new issue is Jennifer Harrison. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm counting down.
Like
everybody
else.
I know everybody's counting down. It's the eve before the eve of the 4th of July. So I'm trying to play patriotic music now the rest of the week. And I've noticed everybody's wearing their red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to get in the spirit of things.
Oh, yeah.
So you got any big plans for the 4th?
We might go downtown. We're still debating.
Oh my gosh, so much happening.
We're still debating how our day is going to look. So, but I'm sure we'll end up down there at some point.
Well, there's going to be a great fireworks display downtown in Pensacola, and of course out on the beach, and then every town in North Florida, and Alabama, we're all going to have fireworks. You just walk out the door.
Yeah, you just look up, you'll see them.
You'll see them for sure. Well, you're here to talk a bit about Bella Magazine, one of my favorites. Kelly has been on the show many times, and she's the publisher. And this is kind of cool. The cover features, and I don't know, I've ever seen this before, a female firefighter from Pensacola.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, this was our Summer Heat Sizzle edition, and what better way than to talk about the ladies of the fire department?
I think that's the coolest thing, because there was a time when I was younger that wasn't even a possibility.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now we've got these, it looks like you've got three different ladies that are featured.
The only three women in the City of Pensacola Fire Department.
I think that's the coolest thing.
Including Chief Jenny Craner. So.
And she's on the cover.
That's not Jenny.
She's not on the cover. Okay, hang on. Because I got the other, I'm looking at the other page there. Because there's three of them in that picture. And the chief is on
that. Yeah, that's Meg Langhorne that's on the cover.
Oh, okay.
Very and then cool. We have Chief Jenny Craner and then Angela Rockstad. That's the other two that are featured in the article.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm looking at the, on the cover, she's holding that big, you know, those big jackets that they wear and stuff. And I was thinking, oh my God, Summer Heat is on the cover, the title.
Yeah.
And I thought, they ought to have somehow for these poor folks. Can you imagine putting that equipment on in this kind of weather?
No, not at all.
I mean, it's bad enough going to a fire. I get it.
Yeah.
But what's one thing when it's wintertime, it's a whole other deal when it's already 110 index before you even put the jacket on.
They do a lot of training to be able to handle that. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
Give them big props.
I couldn't do it either.
Big props for helping us save our community. So
no question about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great idea. How did they come up with it? Because you've been with the publication for a while. How do y'all come up with the different ideas for the cover and for each month? It's
so
kind of neat.
Every month, we do our content, you know, prior to. So we all do brainstorming and kind of look at our theme and figure out, you know, who do we know? What can we represent? What can we talk about that features some of those amazing women in our community doing what they do best and that we can highlight them that kind of fits in with the theme, the month, whatever it is we have going on. So our whole team brainstorms and comes up with ideas because we all know people that know people. So it really just, it's a nice brainstorming session of who do you know and how can we feature them and make sure they fit. And
I love
it. And then we go.
I love that you find people that a lot of times on the social media, you see the same folks. But what I love about Bella is that you definitely find people that are doing amazing things in our community that may not be in the spotlight.
Right.
And it's neat that you shine a spotlight on those folks.
And there's a place for everybody. And so we try to find those people who aren't always, they're doing something amazing.
They're busy.
They're doing something amazing. And we find them so that we can highlight them so that other people know about how wonderful they are and the impact they're making and all the things.
It's really great. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to say that this, when I remember when this publication first came out, and I'll be honest, I kind of thought, I wonder how long it'll last. Well, guess what? Bella Magazine is celebrating 20 years.
Mm-hmm. 20 years this
Incredible.
Year.
Incredible. And it makes me very proud of y'all.
Yeah, that's a lot of amazing women throughout our community that we have featured over those 20 years.
I've got to think about all the different covers and people along the way.
Yeah.
Another person that you feature is Keela Richardson, our star.
We had to. She, you know,
I was
she brought Pensacola to the map for, you know, a while. So, and she still is.
She was
amazing. I met her a couple of times briefly at events.
I haven't had the chance to meet her. I'd love to get her on the show at some point just to talk about her experience.
I didn't get to talk with her as much as I would have liked because it happened to be at an event. She's busy.
Oh, I'm sure everyone just swamps
her. But she's pretty amazing how far she went. what she's going to do. I mean, I'm
Well, it's a funny thing, too, because you don't, it's interesting, when you look at the winners and the ones that, won or didn't win, some of them, the winners went on and did great. But a lot of times it was, I think Jennifer Hudson was 6th or 7th place.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? And then turn out to be just a superstar.
I mean, if you get, in my opinion, if you get up there in, like, the top 10 and people are seeing you, you're, somebody's going to want you. Somebody's going to want you to fit into... You know, they're going to sign you for something.
No doubt about it.
And some of them took off, you know, and it's, I mean, it's just amazing the talent. I wish I had that, an ounce of that talent. But
I would love to be able to
that
sing.
That is not my forte.
I'm the person that basically hums happy birthday.
Yeah. My son is like, Mom, stop singing. And I'm like, it's singing in the car. He's like, stop singing. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
When your kids are like, no.
I'm like, okay, point taken.
Well, all right. There's some cute photos in here of Keela and her son, who I think became the mascot of the whole deal at some point. But she's got a concert coming up, which it says in here that it's going to be at the Sanger Theater. Yep. And it looks like it's coming July 25th.
July 25th.
So not that far away,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I would love to go to that. I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, I think tickets are 50.
I don't know.
Probably I don't quote me on that, but I think they're 50. We'll look it up.
Yeah, well, we can look. We'll get the research department on that.
Yeah, she had that plan before everything.
Did she
final.
Really? Oh,
yeah, they
so
were
neat.
Planning that.
That's so cool.
I remember hearing about it prior to, so.
Yeah, that'll be a fun celebration
of all
that she's done.
And it's in Pensacola, and she's, you know. She's from here. So
at the Sanger. Hello.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's amazing. Yeah.
All right. The other thing that every issue, we have them here at the radio station. They put them right by the front door. So as soon as they come out, I grab one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to be, how do I say this? I used to be fairly fashion conscious. And as I've gotten older and, you know, being near a beach, I tend to be the beach wardrobe girl. You know, it's like shorts, you know, Hawaiian top, whatever.
Yeah, it's our Pensacola, you know.
The look, the beachy
Pensacola look.
However, you know, in downtown Pensacola, when we go to these social events and things like that, I have to say the women here dress up fine.
Mm-hmm.
They
look
really nice.
Yeah, who doesn't like to dress up every once in a while?
Exactly. But I like seeing every issue, the new trends.
Mm-hmm.
And you always have a local model that comes in. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about some of these trends that we're looking at for this summer.
So, yeah, this month in our fashion article, Allison McCrory always does a wonderful job with our fashion. And it was actually, the photos were taken by our photographer, Kate Trike.
She's so good.
At Seville Quarter.
Kate does just about every event, every benefit, local pulp. She does so many different things.
Yeah.
She's
got a heart for the community like several of us do.
I love her. She's great.
Yeah.
And she always makes you look good.
Yeah. That's the key to a photographer.
That's another reason to love her.
So that she took the pictures of our model, Karen Rush.
So pretty.
At Seville Quarter. Made Seville look really pretty.
I know.
Yeah.
Next to the brick, and it looks really neat.
And the clothes were featured from Sobo Boutique, which is right there down on 9th Avenue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Close to the Bay Center.
She is in the opening article here, do you have digital? You have it online digitally.
Yep.
So you could go right now and you can get on your phone and you can look this up digitally.
Yeah, it's on BellaMagazine.com as well as we have it on Issue.
Oh,
as
good.
Well, so you can flip through it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, on page 13, there's a picture of her, and I love this. It's a pink, summery, off-the-shoulder, flowery dress.
Fun,
it just looks
comfortable.
Cool,
yeah.
Summery, and probably, you know, very much in fashion right now.
Yeah.
So I loved having the chance to go, okay, I'm not too far off the mark, or, girl, you need to throw that one out.
Yeah,
and that is no longer in style.
And all these clothes you can go get at Sobo Boutique. She's got them. You just take the magazine in there and say, I want this.
Oh, I love that.
That's awesome.
That works. We're talking with Jennifer Harrison. We're here discussing the new latest July issue of Bella Magazine with so much content. I'm not even sure we can get to it all in just a half an hour. But if you have a question about it, you know how it works here. She's the expert on Bella Magazine this morning. So if you want an expert opinion or you have a question about the magazine or one of the articles, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. So what are some of the other things this month that you might want to highlight today, Jennifer?
So this month we also featured, let me get to it, obviously our firefighters.
Yes, female firefighters.
Our female firefighters in the city. And then, let's see.
Yeah, I was talking about the Chief's career has spanned 33 years, mm-hmm. which is amazing. And the last eight at the helm of the Pensacola Fire Department.
And she's just a great person. Like, just go talk to her. Yeah. She's just fun to hang out with.
Yeah. I love it. I don't want to go have lunch with this woman. Yeah. I bet she's got some stories. Some stories.
We also did an article on Dr. Gayla Rowland. She's an ophthalmologist. So she's actually my eye doctor.
Oh, no kidding.
And she opened Envision Eye Institute. It's right off of, the 9 Mile where it turns into Davis Highway.
Yeah, I think I have seen that.
Yeah, so.
So what do you think is unique about her? What makes her special for you?
What's different about her is that she's not just an optometrist, she's mm-hmm. an ophthalmologist. So she can see those, any diseases or critical issues that are, could be serious.
So it's not just about getting another pair of glasses. Right, it's actually some eye care.
Right. Especially if you have some of those, critical issues or you have something that you just can't figure out. And mm-hmm. an optometrist is great for what they are if that's all you need.
Sure.
But if you need something a little more in depth, then she's great. She's had a practice in Crestview for a couple years, and now she's opened up here in Pensacola. And they also do aesthetics as well. They just opened an aesthetics area.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can get a lot of different things there that it all relates.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's great that you have someone that can actually really check to see the condition of your mm-hmm. eyes. I have to laugh because I was very blessed. I had great, like, super mm-hmm. X-ray, Superman, Supergirl vision my whole life.
Yeah.
But when I hit my 50s, I was actually leading a chamber meeting one day, and I had the readers on. So I had the reader on my uh-huh. head, on my nose, on my head, on my nose, on my head, on my head. Finally, one of our local eye doctors comes in. Can I schedule an appointment for you?
Yeah.
I said, for what? She said, you need glasses.
Yeah.
I said, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
And I said, I've never worn glasses. She said, how old are you? And I told her, she goes, yeah, you might want to come in and get them checked. Because for a lot of us, we didn't have to worry about it. But as you get older, you got to really take care of your
eyes. I wore glasses when I was younger. But, 10, 15 years ago. But I didn't wear them like I should because my eyes weren't that bad.
And right.
50? Now I'm in progressives, and I was like, wow, the lights aren't bright shining at me, and I can see the road signs, and I'm not good. Yeah.
It's because we do adapt. We think, well, it's a little fuzzy, but that's okay.
Yeah, so now I'm in progressives, and
definitely check out Dr. Rowland because, like you said, she can cover it all and get mm-hmm. you taken care of, which is really nice.
Yeah, definitely. And she's just really nice, and she's real. Mm-hmm. She'll just tell you if you need it or not, she'll tell you.
Okay.
But she can see the back, all the things in your eye
that's what's cool about this magazine, because you run the gamut of, first of all, we've got the female firefighters, which is just a great story here in Pensacola. And then we have fashion, which is wonderful. You usually do have a medical sequence of mm-hmm. some kind, something about health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, let's be shallow. I love the photos of all the events.
Most
the
people
out and
do.
About. I open it up. I say, oh, am I in it this time? Or my friend's in it? And it's just really fun because you cover all the different events.
Yeah. We try to get as many as we can. The bigger events where we know people want to be, mm-hmm. Especially if they have a nonprofit feeling or raising money for something or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, Pensacola, I love this town. I love this community. I've been here quite a long time. But the thing that impresses me the most is there is such a big effort to take care of people in this community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so many nonprofits that are constantly having fundraisers and galas. And Jennifer, if you don't know, has served with so many different boards in our community, and you are one of those people that really leads the charge. So thank you for all that you do. But
I mean,
goodness.
Pensacola takes, that's what we do. We take care of each other. And, mm-hmm. Pensacola is a unique community where the community actually takes care of the community. And,
Because you're on several, you're on Ready Kids.
I volunteer with Ready Kids. Mm-hmm. I'm on the board for Escambia County Public Schools Foundation, on the board for Pensacola Navy Days, on the board for Bay Center for Girls.
And you have children in life?
I have a 16-year-old. He just turned 16 2 days ago and got his license yesterday.
I just throw that in there because you think, oh, well, she probably doesn't have anything. No, this woman has other things to do as well. So hats off to you for all that you do and the things, way that you help promote these events. But Bella does a great job with that, too.
Yeah.
Promoting the events and putting a spotlight on it.
Yeah.
And then I also get to see the fashions, the fashion do's and don'ts.
Exactly.
I won't say anything. I always hope I'm not one of the don'ts. We're talking with Jennifer Harrison with Bella Magazine. The new issue is out on newsstands now. It's July. You can pick it up. It's a free magazine, so you can pick it up really almost anywhere. I know that the Visitor Center on the beach has them, the other visitor centers. Lots of different shops, boutiques that are featured.
Yeah. Joe Patty's, Renfro Pecans, YMCA. Anywhere you can sit and read, most of the coffee shops, places like that.
We have them here at the station.
And even here at the station when you come in to see everybody. Yep.
Yeah, so you can pick up a copy, but if for some reason you can't, you can go online. And I keep saying this, so I'm sure our regular listeners are tired of hearing it. I'm just so amazed by the technology, and I think it's the coolest thing that you can go online and flip through pages online on your phone and actually get the experience of a magazine. Yeah. It's the coolest
And we
thing.
Share on our social media as well, where we have all the magazines distributed, as well as we've all throughout the month. You'll see all the articles throughout the month.
Okay, yeah, that's that are great, in the too. Magazine. Okay, the other thing that they do, so now we've covered fashion, we've covered events, we've covered community, usually it's a great featured article, but last but not least, food.
There's a couple more people that we definitely featured this month. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Sherry Hulubeck, with Hotspot Barbecue.
Oh, yum. Mm-hmm.
She's just wonderful.
Yeah, a cute picture of her.
Yeah.
Right in front of the pig.
And the barbecue's delicious.
The barbecue pig.
It's delicious, yeah.
But, they're very, very well known in this community.
Yeah.
So and even a recipe.
Yeah, yeah. She had her chef come up with a recipe and put it in there. And, definitely go there for lunch or dinner. And then I went the other day and I had a bowl. I had a barbecue bowl.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And it was so good.
That sounds delicious.
It was so good. That it was a brisket really bowl.
Okay, I'm there. I'll go.
It was delicious.
This is the weekend. I mean, it's apple pie barbecue.
This is their busiest, I think,
4th of July.
I think this and Father's Day, she told me, are her two busiest holidays of the year.
Everybody's barbecue.
So, everybody,
But the thing about it is,
you grill it, get it from her.
That's what I was going to say. If you don't want to be missing with the grill, go ahead. Yeah. It's hot outside. Go pick up your barbecue and then eat in the air conditioning.
And she's right down the street from Sobo Boutique, so you
that's
can go
right.
shopping
that's
and
right.
then go eat.
Works for me.
Yeah.
It's a date.
Right down the street. Yeah.
It's a date.
And then the other person we featured this month, Danielle Waterman, who she does mobile IV therapy.
Really?
So it's perfect for after you eat, sit in the sun all day, do all your shopping, whatever it is.
I never even heard of this before.
Yeah, you can call her. She can come to you, and she'll literally do an IV therapy of whatever hydration.
Just to get the fluids back up. Mm-hmm. And this is the time of year for that, too, I would imagine.
It takes especially 4th of July and how hot it is.
Wow.
Yeah, and she comes to you. She's 100% mobile.
So you don't necessarily have to be at home sick to get this treatment.
No.
This is more for
it's additional to what you're already doing.
Uh-huh.
It's more just to make sure you keep the hydration, because, most of the people, honestly, if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
That's what they say. So, I know I don't drink enough water.
Yeah, and I don't either. I just get busy, and I keep water with me all the time, and I still don't drink enough.
I know, and they tell me the iced coffees don't count.
No. There's water in there, but
I don't think it's the same either.
Yeah, she can do parties, so if you have, like, a group of people, a group of women, or say you're going out of town, or say you have a sports team, she can come to you and take care of everybody all at once.
Gosh, it'd be great for a sports team, especially in this weather. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Or practices, practices and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
It just helps you kind of get that extra to make sure that you stay hydrated, stay healthy, in addition to everything you're already doing.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah. So this isn't... I learn something every time.
There you go. You can call Danielle. She'll come to the station while you're on the air.
Okay.
She could even do it here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to also have the barbecue come in.
Of course. Do them at the same time. It's fine.
The barbecue. I want to think of everything. Okay, we're talking about Bella Magazine with Jennifer Harrison. If you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620. It really is a great issue. They put a lot of time and energy into their choices, into the content. And you know what's cool about it, too? I like your ads.
Yeah, can we have some amazing advertisers.
Can I just say I like the advertising?
Yeah, and we're always looking for more, so feel free to call. We're always looking for more advertisers.
How far out are you? So, for example, the August issue, is that already almost done? Or is you about a month out or 2 months out?
Yeah, August issue is already in, I'll call it production. We're editing and kind of putting everything together, organizing it all. I mean, I may have some space for a couple of different ads if anybody wants to get in for August. Just you can call me at 850-324-2744. It's possible. I can possibly get you in. Can't promise anything, but I can try.
Okay.
So we're working on September right now, and then content we're already working on for the year. I mean, we work on that all the time.
So if you have an organization or an event or you know somebody you think would be a great opportunity to highlight that does a lot in the community, who would be the best person or how would it be if they wanted a content idea?
You can email it directly to me. We have a sales or sales at bellamagazine.com, or you can do Jennifer at bellamagazine.com. Either way, we'll get it and bring it to the team. So we're always looking for new ideas. So it may not be that we get that person in that same month.
Sure.
But it may fit sometime in the year. But we love to find those hidden gems.
Right.
And those people, like I said, making that impact, doing good. That we don't know about and the public needs to know about, we want to know about them so we can fit them.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of Sushan's Angels in Our Midst, you know, the kind of featuring people that are doing good things and making a difference.
Doing good things or have some sort of business that people don't know about that also does good things. Yeah, all of the things.
Well, I have to wonder how many people actually knew that the chief of the Pensacola Fire Department was a woman.
I don't know.
33 years as a firefighter. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
It is.
Okay, we have just a couple minutes left. Jennifer, anything you wanted to highlight before we go? Just, we haven't talked about?
Just make sure to pick up the magazine and flip through it. We pride ourselves on the quality so that you want to flip the pages.
It's a hardbound copy. It's very glossy. It's really
it's
nice.
It's very easy to flip the pages. Read about the people. Contact them. Go visit their businesses. That's why we put them in there. We want people to, you know, those people that are supporting us and that we're able to feature, we want you to support them as well. So definitely read the pages and go contact all the people. Go shopping. Go eat. Go to an event. Any of that.
Okay, I'm thinking get your eyes checked. We'll start
Definitely get your eyes checked.
Stop by Sobo Boutique and get a new outfit. Then go have a little lunch at the barbecue place.
And then call Danielle and get some IV therapy.
Sounds like a good plan for the 4th to me.
It's a great day. All in one magazine. You get your whole day planned.
There you go. And then head out to the fireworks on Saturday.
Exactly.
I love it. The cover says, your byline says, Beautiful Women, Sassy Attitude, Smart Magazine, Bella Magazine. And you can go to bellamagazine.com. And I love that y'all are celebrating 20 years.
Yeah,
it's truly 20 amazing.
Years.
It's really remarkable.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we have any favorites right now in this particular issue?
This was one of my favorite issues. I love everyone we featured in here is just great.
Well, I like the fashion tips. So they also have a section too. They do it every time. It was basically kind of an accessories section. And so the things that are the sort of the do's and don'ts, what's popular right now in earrings and shoes.
Yeah.
And
so everything in the fashion article, we always put the shopping list on the image. So you know exactly where it is, how much it is. And then at the section after is always all the accessories for that particular shoot.
So
everything on these pages, styling the shoot, is in the article before.
Oh, very nice.
It's all the fashion article.
All
right.
The next page, I got a question. It says, sizzling summer beauty trends. Tell me about those nails.
I mean, if you're one of those.
Some people are very trendy with their nails, but this is different.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a sunset on the nails?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I mean, it looks kind of, it says a watercolor wash with a sunset hue. And I'm thinking that must take hours to do.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, ladies these days do, I mean, masterpieces on their.
Oh, no doubt about
it. On their nails. I'm not one of those, but I just don't have the time to sit down and do it. But that's just me. But they're gorgeous. And then, and Leslie Peck always does an amazing job. featuring some sort of beauty trend. And this is a good one because it's very summer.
It looks great.
Very summer.
All right. Time for you to pick up your edition of the July edition of Bella Magazine. Jennifer Harrison, thanks for coming in on Monday. Thursday morning, right before the 4th.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming
in. Thanks for having me.
All right. This has been Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about Bella Magazine. Pick up your copy today or you can get it online where?
BellaMagazine.com.
All right. This is Pep Talk.